Be seated, please. Blessed sisters and brothers, I am reminded that today is in the calendar of the Church in the United States is the feast of Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini, the mother of the immigrants. Like her, most of us, we are naturalized American, as are also many of our people in my diocese of Our Lady of Deliverance, or they are hoping and waiting to become citizens in the blessed country. The Feast of Mother Cabrini recalls for us both of the unique character of our nation as a land of immigrants and our Church's long-standing commitment to them, conscious of her own history and the Lord's command, I was stranger and you welcomed me. The Lord Jesus enters Jerusalem to acclamation of his kingship and exercise judgment on the profanation of God's house, his temple, the cursing of the fig tree with its allusions to the prophets, Jeremiah, Joel, many of others, and their use of the tree and its fruits as an image of God's wayward people, only heightens that sense of impending judgment on barren Israel and the fate of Jerusalem after the rejection of the son of David's 3 years ministry of announcing God's kingdom and of calling to conversion. The immediacy of this text for us is hard to miss. The Lord looks for the fruit of our conversion, even outside of a potential season, and he even demands it of us. The prophets had protested against the insulting effect of the temple worship, which by its formalism had relieved even good practicing Israelites of the need to examine the depth of their own life and faith. Jesus stood and stands in their tradition and asked us today as teachers and leaders among God's people to do the same. Earlier in the Gospel of Mark, prayer was mentioned when the disciples were unable to cast out an unclean spirit. Jesus told them that prayer was the only means that is a living relationship with God. After the example and in the power of Jesus' own relationship with the Father at this critical time that we are, at this time of judgment, The kingdom who comes looks for the fruit of faith. He is shown to us in Mark's gospel as patient with his disciples and their diligence of mind and heart. So let us entrust ourselves to his Holy Spirit and failing help in our need.